And now Chapter 9 of the Antya Leela, the deliverance of Gopinath Patanayaka. The innumerable glorious followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought a constant flood to the desert-like hearts of the unfortunate with an inundation of ecstatic love. All glories to Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the most merciful incarnation. All glories to Lord Nityananda, whose heart is always compassionate. All glories to Advaita Acharya, who is very merciful. All glories to the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who are always overwhelmed by transcendental bliss. Thus Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lived at Neelachal with his personal devotees, always merged in ecstatic love for Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always felt waves of separation from Krishna, externally and internally. His mind and body were agitated by various spiritual transformations. During the day, he chanted, danced, and saw Lord Jagannath in the temple. At night, he tasted transcendental bliss in the company of Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar. People from the three worlds used to come to visit Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anyone who saw him received the transcendental treasure of love for Krishna. The inhabitants of the seven higher planetary systems, including the demigods, the Gandharvas, and the Kinnaras, and the inhabitants of the seven lower planetary systems, Patalaloka, including the demons and serpentine living entities, all visited Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the dress of human beings. Dressed in different ways, people from the seven islands and nine khandhas visited Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prahlad Maharaj, Bali Maharaj, Vyasdev, Shukdev Goswami, and other great sages came to visit Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Upon seeing him, they became unconscious in ecstatic love for Krishna. Being unable to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the populace outside his room would make a tumultuous sound. Thus Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go outside and tell them, "Chant Hare Krishna!" All kinds of people would come to see the Lord, and upon seeing him, they would be overwhelmed with ecstatic love for Krishna. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed his days and nights. One day, people suddenly came to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and informed him, "Gopinath Patanayaka, the son of Bhavananda Roy, has been condemned to death by the Beda Jana, the eldest son of the king, and has been raised on the Changa. He has placed swords beneath the platform and will throw Gopinath upon them. O Lord, only if you protect him will he be saved. Bhavananda Roy and his entire family are your servants. Therefore, it is quite fitting for you to save the son of Bhavananda Roy." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired, "Why is the king chastising him?" Thereupon the people described the entire incident. One of them said, "Gopinath Patanayaka, the brother of Ramananda Rai, has always been a treasurer for the government. He served in the place known as Malajatiya Dandapata, soliciting and collecting money there and depositing it in the government treasury. Once when he deposited the collection, however, a balance of 200,000 kahanas of conch shells was due from him. Therefore the king demanded this sum. Gopinath Patanayaka replied, 'There is no money I can immediately give you in cash. Please give me time. Gradually I shall purchase and sell my gross goods, and in this way fill your treasury. There are 10 to 12 good horses. Take them immediately for a proper price.'
After saying this, he brought all the horses to the door of the king. One of the princes knew how to estimate the price of horses very well. Thus the king sent for him to come with his ministers and friends. The prince, however, purposely gave a reduced estimate for the value of the horses again. Gopinath Patanayaka criticized the prince. He was unafraid of the prince because the king was very kind toward him. Gopinath Patanayaka said, "My horses never turn their necks or look upward. Therefore, the price for them should not be reduced." Hearing this criticism, the prince became very angry. Going before the king, he made some false allegations against Gopinath Patanayaka. He said, "This Gopinath Patanayaka is unwilling to pay the money due. Instead, he is squandering it under some pretext. If you issue an order, I can put him on the changa and thus realize the money." The king replied, "You can adopt whatever means you think best. Any device by which you can somehow or other realize the money, that is all right." Thus the prince went back, raised Gopinath Patanayaka onto the platform of the changa, and spread swords below upon which to throw him.
After hearing this explanation, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied with affectionate anger, "Gopinath Patanayaka does not want to pay dues to the king. How then is the king at fault in punishing him? Gopinath Patanayaka is in charge of collecting money on behalf of the government, but he misappropriates it. Not fearing the king, he squanders it to see dancing girls. If one is intelligent, let him perform service to the government, and after paying the government, he can spend whatever money is left." At that time, another person came there in great haste, bringing the news that Vaninath Rai and his entire family had been arrested. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "The king must personally realize the dues. I am but a sannyasi, a member of the renounced order. What can I do?" Then all the devotees, headed by Swarup Damodar Goswami, fell at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and submitted the following plea. "All the members of Ramananda Rai's family are your eternal servants. Now they are in danger. It is not befitting for you to be indifferent to them in this way." After hearing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke in an angry mood. He said, "You want to order me to go to the king. Your opinion is that I should go to the king's palace and spread my cloth to beg money from him. Of course, a sannyasi or Brahmin may beg for up to 5 gandhas, but why should he be granted the inappropriate sum of 200,000 kahanas of conch shells?" Then another person came with the news that Gopinath had already been set up to be thrown upon the points of the swords. Hearing this news, all the devotees again appealed to the Lord, but the Lord replied, "I am a beggar. It is impossible for me to do anything about this. Therefore, if you want to save him, you should all pray together at the lotus feet of Jagannath. Lord Jagannath is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He possesses all potencies. Therefore, he is able to act freely and can do and undo whatever he likes." When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied in this way, an officer named Harichandana Patra went to the king and spoke with him. He said,
"After all, Gopinath Patanayaka is your faithful servant. To condemn is not good behavior. His only fault is that he owes some money to the government. If he is killed, however, what profit will there be? The government will be the loser, for it will not get the money. It would be better to take the horses for a proper price and let him gradually repay all the balance. Why are you killing him unnecessarily?"
The king answered in surprise, "I did not know about all this. Why should his life be taken? I only want the money from him. Go there and adjust everything. I want only the payment, not his life."
Harichandan then returned and informed the prince of the king's desire, and immediately Gopinath Patanayaka was taken down from the changa. Then he was told that the king demanded the money due him and asked what means he would adopt to pay it. He said, "Kindly take my horses for a proper price. I shall gradually pay the balance as I can. Without consideration, however, you are going to take my life. What can I say?"
Then the government took all the horses for a proper price. A time was set for payment of the balance, and Gopinath Patanayaka was released. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired from the messenger, what was Vaninath doing when he was arrested and brought there? The messenger replied,
he was fearlessly, incessantly chanting the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He counted the chants on the fingers of both hands, and after he had finished chanting 1,000 times, he would make a mark on his body.
Hearing this news, the Lord was very pleased. Who can understand the mercy of the Lord upon his devotee? At that time, Kashi Mishra came to the residence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the Lord talked with him with some agitation. He said, I cannot stay here any longer. I shall go to Alalanath. There are too many disturbances here, and I cannot get any rest. All the family members of Bhavananda Roy are engaged in government service, but they spend the government's revenue in various ways. What is the fault on the part of the king? He wants the government's money. However, when they are punished for failing to pay the government its due, they come to me to release them. When the king put Gopinath Patanayaka on the changa, messengers came four times to inform me about the incident. As a beggar, sannyasi, a mendicant, I wish to live alone in a solitary place. But these people come to tell me about their unhappiness and they disturb me. Jagannath has saved him once from death today, but if tomorrow he again does not pay what he owes the treasury, who will give him protection? If we hear about the activities of materialistic persons, our minds become agitated. There is no need for me to stay here and be disturbed in that way. Kashi Mishra caught hold of the Lord's lotus feet and said, why should you be agitated by these affairs? You are a renounced sannyasi. What connections do you have? One who worships you for some material purpose is blind to all knowledge. If one engages in devotional service for your satisfaction, this will result in his increasingly awakening his dormant love for you. But if one engages in your devotional service for material purposes, he should be considered a number one fool. It is only for your sake that Ramananda Roy resigned from the governorship of South India, and Sanatan Goswami gave up his post as minister. It is for your sake that Raghunath Das gave up all his family relationships. His father sent money and men here to serve him. However, because he has received the mercy of your lotus feet, he does not even accept his father's money. Instead, he eats by begging alms from centers for the distribution of food. Gopinath Patanayaka is a good gentleman. He does not desire material benefits from you. It is not Gopinath who has sent all those men so that you would release him from his plight. Rather, his friends and servants, seeing his distressed condition, informed you, because they all knew that Gopinath is a soul surrendered unto you. Gopinath Patanayaka is a pure devotee who worships you only for your satisfaction. He does not care about his personal happiness or distress, for that is the business of a materialist. One who engages in your devotional service 24 hours a day, desiring only your mercy, will very soon attain the shelter at your lotus feet. One who seeks your compassion and thus tolerates all kinds of adverse conditions due to the karma of his past deeds, who engages always in your devotional service with his mind, words, and body, and who always offers obeisances unto you, is certainly a bona fide candidate for becoming your unalloyed devotee. Oh, kindly stay here at Jagannath Puri. Why should you go to Alalanath? Henceforward, no one will approach you about material affairs. Finally, Kashi Mishra told the Lord, if you want to give protection to Gopinath, then Lord Jagannath, who protected him today, will also protect him in the future. After saying this, Kashi Mishra left the abode of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and returned to his own temple. At noon, King Prataparudra came to Kashi Mishra's home. As long as King Prataparudra stayed in his capital, Purushottam, he performed one regular duty. He would come daily to the house of Kashi Mishra to massage his lotus feet. The king would also hear from him about how opulently Lord Jagannath was served. When the king began pressing his lotus feet, Kashi Mishra informed him about something through hints. He said, My dear king, please hear one uncommon item of news. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to leave Jagannath Puri and go to Alalanath.
When the king heard that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to Alalanath, he was very unhappy and inquired about the reason. Then Kashi Mishra informed him of all the details. He said,
"When Gopinath Patanayaka was lifted onto the Changa, all his servants went to inform Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hearing about this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was extremely sorry at heart, and in his anger he chastised Gopinath Patanayaka. The Lord said, because he is mad after sense gratification, he acts as a government servant but spends the government's revenue for various sinful activities. The revenue of the government is more sacred than the property of a Brahmin. One who misappropriates the government's money and uses it to enjoy sense gratification, he is most sinful. One who serves the government but misappropriates the government's revenue is liable to be punished by the king. That is the verdict of all the revealed scriptures. The king wanted his revenue paid and did not want to enforce punishment. Therefore, the king is certainly very religious. But Gopinath Patanayaka is a great cheat. He does not pay the revenue to the king, but he wants my help for release. This is a greatly sinful affair, and I cannot tolerate it here. Therefore, I shall leave Jagannath Puri and go to Alalanath, where I shall live peacefully and not hear about all these affairs of materialistic people."
When King Prataparudra heard all these details, he felt great pain in his mind and said,
"I shall give up all that is due from Gopinath Patanayaka if Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stays here at Jagannath Puri. If even for a moment I could get an interview with Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I would not care for the profit of millions of Chintamani stones. I do not care about this small sum of 200,000 kahanas. Not to speak of this, I would indeed sacrifice everything at the lotus feet of the Lord, including my life and kingdom."
Kashi Mishra hinted to the king,
"It is not the Lord's desire that you forfeit payment. He is unhappy only because the whole family is troubled."
The king replied, "I have no desire to give pain to Gopinath Patanayaka and his family, nor did I know about his being lifted on the Changa to be thrown on the swords and killed. He sneered at Purushottam Jana, therefore the prince tried to scare him as a punishment. Go personally to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and keep him at Jagannath Puri with great attention. I shall excuse Gopinath Patanayaka from all his debts."
Kashi Mishra said, "Excusing Gopinath Patanayaka of all his debts will not make the Lord happy, for that is not his intention."
"I shall absolve Gopinath Patanayaka of all his debts, but don't speak of this to the Lord. Simply let him know that all the family members of Bhavananda Roy and Gopinath Patanayaka are naturally my dear friends. Bhavananda Roy is worthy of my worship and respect. Therefore, I am always naturally affectionate to his sons."
After offering obeisances to Kashi Mishra, the king returned to his palace and called for both Gopinath and the eldest prince. The king told Gopinath Patanayaka,
"You are excused for all the money you owe the treasury, and the place known as Malajatya Dandapata is again given to you for collections. Do not again misappropriate the revenue of the government. In case you think your salary insufficient, henceforward it will be doubled."
After saying this, the king appointed him by offering him a silken wrapper for his body. He said,
"Go to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After taking permission from him, go to your home. I bid you farewell. Now you may go."
By the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one can certainly become spiritually advanced. Indeed, no one can estimate the results of his mercy. Gopinath Patanayaka achieved the result of kingly opulence due to but a glimpse of the Lord's mercy. Therefore, no one can calculate the full value of his mercy. Gopinath Patanayaka was lifted onto the Changa to be killed, and all his money was taken away. But instead, his debts were excused,
and he was appointed collector in the same place. On one hand, Gopinath Patanayaka was unable to clear his debt even by selling all his possessions. But on the other, his salary was doubled and he was honored with a silken wrapper. It was not the desire of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Gopinath Patanayaka be excused of his debt to the government, nor was it his desire that his salary be doubled or that he be reappointed collector at the same place. When Gopinath Patanayaka's servant went to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and informed the Lord of his plight, the Lord was somewhat agitated and dissatisfied. The Lord had no intention to award his devotee the happiness of material opulence. Yet simply because of his being informed, such a great result was obtained. No one can estimate the wonderful characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva cannot understand the intentions of the Lord. Kashi Mishra went to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and informed him in detail of all the king's intentions. Upon hearing about Kashi Mishra's tactics with the king, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Kashi Mishra, what have you done? You have made me indirectly take help from the king." Kashi Mishra said, "My dear lord, the king has done this without reservations. Kindly hear his statement." The king said, "Speak to the Lord in such a way that he will not think, for my sake the king has forfeited 200,000 kahanas of kodis. Inform Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that all the sons of Bhavananda Roy are especially dear to me. I consider them like members of my own family. Therefore I have appointed them collectors in various places, and although they spend the government's money, eat, drink, plunder, and distribute it as they like, I do not take it very seriously. I made Ramananda Roy the governor of Rajmahendri. There is practically no account of whatever money he took and distributed in that position. Having been appointed collector, Gopinath in the same way also generally spends, 200,000 to 400,000 kahanas as he likes. Gopinath Patanayaka would collect some and pay some, spending it at will, but I would not consider this very seriously. This time, however, he was put in trouble because of a misunderstanding with the prince. The prince created this situation without my knowledge, but actually I consider all the sons of Bhavananda Roy to be like my own relatives. Because of my intimate relationship with them, I have absolved Gopinath Patanayaka of all his debts. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not know this fact. Whatever I have done is because of my intimate relationship with the family of Bhavananda Roy." Having heard from Kashi Mishra all these statements concerning the king's mentality, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy. At that time, Bhavananda Roy also arrived there. Bhavananda Roy, along with his 5 sons, fell at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who lifted him up and embraced him. Thus Ramananda Roy, all his brothers, and their father met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Bhavananda Roy began speaking. He said,
"All these members of my family are your eternal servants. You have saved us from this great danger. Therefore you have purchased us for a proper price. You have now demonstrated your love for your devotees, just as when you previously saved the 5 Pandavas from great danger."
Gopinath Patanayaka, his head covered with the silken wrapper, fell at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and described in detail the king's mercy toward him. He said, "The king has excused me for the balance due. He has reappointed me to my post by honoring me with this silken cloth and has doubled my salary. I was lifted upon the changa to be killed, but on the contrary, I was honored with this silken cloth. Oh, this is all your mercy. On the changa, I began meditating upon your lotus feet, and the power of that remembrance has yielded all these results. Struck with wonder by my affairs, the populace is glorifying the greatness of your mercy. However, my lord, these are not the principal results of meditating upon your lotus feet. Material opulence is very flickering. Therefore, it is simply a glimpse of the result of your mercy. Your real mercy has been granted to Ramananda Roy and Vaninath Roy, for you have detached them from all material opulence. I think that I have not been favored by such mercy. Oh, kindly bestow upon me your pure mercy, so that I may also become renounced. I am no longer interested in material enjoyment.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "If you all adopt the renounced order and lose interest in dealing with pounds, shillings, and pence, who will take charge of maintaining your large family? Whether you are involved in material activities or become completely renounced, you five brothers are all my eternal servants, birth after birth. However, just obey one order from me. Do not spend any of the king's revenue. First, you should pay the revenue due to the king, and then you may spend the balance for religious and fruitive activities. Don't spend a farthing for sinful activities, for which you will be the loser, both in this life and in the next." After saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bade them farewell. Thus the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was spoken of in the family of Bhavananda Roy. That mercy was clearly demonstrated, although it appeared to be something different. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced them all and bade them farewell. Then all the devotees got up and left, loudly chanting the holy name of Hari. Seeing the extraordinary mercy the Lord granted to the family of Bhavananda Roy, everyone was struck with wonder. They could not understand the behavior of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Indeed, when all the devotees had requested the Lord to bestow his mercy upon Gopinath Patanayaka, the Lord had replied that he could do nothing. I have simply described the chastisement of Gopinath Patanayaka and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's indifference. But the deep meaning of this behavior is very difficult to understand. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave so much to Gopinath Patanayaka without directly making requests of either Kashi Mishra or the king. The intentions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are so deep that one can understand them only if he has complete faith in service to the lotus feet of the Lord. Whether or not one understands it, if one hears of this incident concerning Gopinath Patanayaka's activities and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's causeless mercy upon him, certainly he will be promoted to the platform of ecstatic love for the Lord, and for him all dangers will be nullified. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. This ends Chapter 9 of the Antya Leela, The Deliverance of Gopinath Patanayaka.